longtime listener of KPFA. I'm a little nervous. This is my first meeting, so forgive me if I'm a little nervous. Thank you. I'm a fanatical listener of Flashpoints, of Democracy Now!, and Amy Goodman. I'm here today because I feel, and so many of my friends feel, that taking away that second rebroadcast of Democracy Now! Would be a tragic mistake. Up until a month ago, I did not have computer access. Now I can go online and listen to it, but before, the radio was it. And if I missed it at 6 and I was at work at 9, I couldn't hear it. And there are so many people out there, people who are not as wealthy as some, I'm not wealthy, who need to hear the truth. And the only way they can hear it is on the radio. And if we lose that second airing, and by the way, a lot of people have suggested putting it on in the evening. I think that's fantastic. The second airing on in the evening, at least through November, through the election. This is so critical this year, and or December, depending on how the election goes, you know. But it's just so critical. It's so critical. Please don't change that. And I would be more than happy to give as much time as you need on a volunteer basis to help set up a listener feedback, to collate the information. I'm here. I'll do whatever's needed. Thank you.
Andy and then Tom Blanks.
Okay. Hi, my name's Andy. I heard a couple of people say that they were caught listening to the show in their car, and I think there's the impression, or maybe it's true, that most people listen to the radio in their car, and that seems to be the general impression. But I think maybe part of the reason is that there isn't anything on at night. And I, for one, would be listening to the radio in the evening if there was something worthwhile. I mean, there are certain shows, but like, you know, late at night, I mean, I have two kids. They don't go to bed till 10 o'clock. I have a job. I'm a, you know, 8 to 5 kind of typical straight person. You know, maybe that's, I'm unusual in Berkeley, but that's the way it is, and that's when I'd like to hear Democracy Now! So if that could happen, I'd appreciate it, but keep up the good work. Thank you.
Tom Blanks and then Robert Meyer.
Hello, I'm Tom Blanks, and I'm a longtime listener and a volunteer and lots of other things. And I came to your first special meeting about this, and I missed your second special meeting, and I have to confess, I'm hoping that I don't have to come to weekly meetings, and probably so are you from the response. Radio programming by weekly meeting, It's great democracy, but I don't think it works. And I recognize the need, and I listen, and when I take volunteer phone calls, lots of people call during the hours that I'm there in the evenings and the weekends, and they say, I'm pledging for the show that I'm listening to, but I'm also pledging for 6 other shows, and I only have limited money, so I'm making 3 phone calls during this pledge drive, but I want you to know that there's lots of programs I'm listening to and appreciate without being able to pledge for every one of them. I really want to encourage you as a board, make your decisions, get your input, get lots of input from lots of places and ways, and then make your decisions, but don't do weekly programming by board decree. And the one other thing I want to acknowledge, because I appreciate being able to hear some programs more than once, and we actually have a second station, although where I live I'm not able to receive it. But if there were ways, and I hear from people, that we could have a Democracy Now! Station. So again, how often we program and where we program and when we program, and even if we had that, I would still want to hear music and literature and arts and local programming and the variety that's there. So then I go, well, I need to clone myself to be able to hear it all three times. Thank you.
Robert, and then Peggy.
Hi, my name is Robert Meyer. I've been listening and subscribing since the late 60s. This is my first meeting. I drove here for an hour just because I feel so strongly about democracy now. I happen to feel it's the most important program I listen to or watch on radio or television nationwide. And I'm really disturbed by the idea that it might be limited to 1 hour at a time when many people of necessity won't be able to listen to it. I feel that the exposure of democracy now should be maximized. And that's really a political point, not primarily a financial one. I realize the finances are important, but you've got a political issue. There's so many people who need to hear this program. I strongly feel that it should be rebroadcast at night. I think my suspicion, and based on what I'm hearing from the audience here, is that would be a wildly popular decision. And I don't understand why that's not on the agenda. I see there's a new motion for that. But this really needs to be decided all at once. And it needs to be decided democratically by all the listeners. I think the idea that it would be decided by a committee or just this board even is just bad politics, and it's undemocratic. It really needs to go out to all the listeners. And the last thing is, I really hope that the alternative of nightly rebroadcasts will be part of that survey when it goes out.
Thanks. Thank you. Peggy, and then Nathan.
Hi, my name is Peggy Holmes, and I'm also a very devoted listener to Democracy Now! I work full-time. I'm not able to listen to it at other times. The 6 to 7 o'clock slot is the only time. I give a lot of money to KPFA, and a huge portion of it is to Democracy Now! If I weren't able to listen to it, I would reduce my funds significantly. I don't have a computer at home. I have one at work, and I don't use it for the most part. And I will not listen to anything over it. You know, even if I had one at home, I wouldn't do that. So I also strongly suggest that the show be aired at night, and I think it's by far the most powerful national and international news organization out there today. It would be a crime, I think, if this board were to consider removing it from the 6 to 7 or having it on just once a day. So I hope you reconsider. And it sounds to me like a lot of people here feel very similar. So I hope you're really truly listening to people's opinions.
Thank you. Nathan, and then Werner.
Having Democracy Now! On at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. would be fine. 6, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. would be fine. 7 a.m., 7 p.m. is fine. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 9 p.m., that'd be overdoing it. But having Democracy Now! On once a day would really be suicide, because Democracy Now! Promotes a worldview that says your community and the people in it are important, and it does that while being legitimized by having national heavy hitters on. I think that we need to have it on at least twice a day, because it says that the worldview that we share, that here is important, is promoted by that, and it's not just some people in a closet. And it's hard to get people who are, and I'll say, sound weird here, trapped in mainstream media to understand why we think that where we live is important and everyone around here is important. And Democracy Now! Wins people over. I think it needs to be on, I'd like to say at least twice a day, but I think twice a day is perfect. And I listen at 6 a.m., so I'll be sad to see it go. But if 7 a.m. gets more listeners, do it. But twice a day is not an option. I think it's stupid to have it on less than twice a day because it wins people over. And more listeners means more money. And it means more local programming if we can afford more local programming, more mobile units, whatever you want to call them. Whatever we need to buy, we can buy it if we have more people. And I think the Democracy Now! Wins people over. And other things that it can be replaced with aren't legitimized by having the national heavy hitters on, having the congressmen on, having people like that on. And that's why I don't think other, you know, national and international affairs programming should really be considered unless they are of the same caliber. Thank you.
Thank you. Werner, and then Alan Holly.
I'm Werner Hertz, longtime listener. I think the issue here is democracy. Democracy for our Pacifica network and for KPFA. Democracy was expressed by the Elective Program Council. They made a long investigated decision to make these changes. You are an elected board. We fought very hard to have you represent us. If you do not use your delegated powers to empower us, we the listeners, you are in danger of becoming irrelevant. Do not let yourself be scared by people who are stuck in the status quo. I urge you to read Robbie Osmond's very informative letter urging the importance of this vote. It's not only this one decision. This is the beginning of your declaration of independence and connection to us, the listeners, and to the whole community. We are in danger of sinking into barbarism right now. Even Democracy Now! Needs to be urged to expand what they are doing. They need to go and interview David Ray Griffin, the author of The New Pearl Harbor, who received over 20 significant reviews of his book on Amazon.com by people who are supporting his demand to have a real investigation of 9/11 and the possibility of our government's culpability and connection to that horrible event. So use democracy. Go and inform us, the listeners, on a regular basis on the air. You have not been doing that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Werner. Alan, and then Richard.
I'm not Alan. Alan had to go to work, so he asked me to speak on his behalf. This is Steve Zeltzer. I'm the chair facilitator of the labor group, and I just wanted to make a report to you on our programming that we had on May Day and Workers' Memorial Day. I want to thank the board and thank the staff that helped out and for allowing us to do labor programming for working people on May Day in Northern California. I think it was a very important thing. And we also did some programming on Workers' Memorial Day, including a demonstration at UPS, and that was covered on the news. As a result of that, actually, Milton Lewis, who's the vice president of the Teamsters, has been retaliated against at UPS. They accuse him of organizing a stoppage of workers who were working 10, 12 hours and got fed up with the workload at UPS. So people are listening to KPFA, and I think we have to obviously develop more labor programming and bring workers in and train them to do the programming. Because the key to have labor programming is not somebody else doing it, but for working people themselves to be trained and to tell their stories to people and get that out. So that's what we're involved in doing. The other thing is we voted at our last meeting to do more programming, labor programming. Next month on June the 19th, there's going to be a major labor march by the SEIU. They're having their convention, national convention in San Francisco. So we want to have coverage on privatization, on home care workers and other workers during the day. So we're going to put a proposal into KPFA to have programming during June the 19th and connect with the thousands of SEIU members who are going to be in San Francisco so that they can put it on the web and workers all over the country can listen to the struggles of the SEIU members. And we're also planning to do programming on Labor Day 2004. So I think what's being discussed here is being relevant. And music and culture is very important. That's part of our programming. But we have to start speaking to working people. So working people listen to this station every day, and it directs to their concerns and the nightmare that working people are going through in this country. So I want to thank you very much for that support.
Thank you. Steve, was that your turn too? Okay. Then Richard Phelps and then Mary.
Richard,
you're on.
Hi, my name is Richard Phelps, and I've been a loyal supporter, monetary and energy-wise, for over 30 years. I'm working on a couple of LSB committees, and I worked in radio for almost 6 years when I was a young man, and I know a lot about ARBs and all that kind of stuff and how people do things, and I was sure that the change was a positive thing. But just to make sure, I went out and did my own little survey, and I made up some petitions and went to the March 10th demonstration and asked people on BART going over. You know, and I asked a lot of people. And then I went to the Democracy Now! Show when Amy was here, and I did the same thing. Didn't have the petitions with me enough, but I talked to people. I can tell you I talked to around 200 people. 95% of them think it's better at 7 in the morning and would like it again at night. Simple. I think that in the time that we're going to be involved in this, those changes can be made. This is the first step in the ability of changes to be made, and I think that's why this needs to be passed. I'd also like to point out a couple of other things. There's a lot going on in this world. You know, a man named Cameron Boyd was killed in San Francisco last week. Real things are happening while we're having these long, drawn-out meetings. There was a Vietnamese woman killed by the police in San Jose. A Chicano man was killed by the police in San Jose, shot in the back for no reason. He was innocent, didn't do anything wrong. Those are real diversity issues. I mean, people of color are getting shot down by the police. We need to have programs about that. If it takes the time it takes to make this change to get a program about police killing on this station, how many more people are going to be dead before we can have some impact into that reality? So the real question is, instead of spending a lot of time here, what is the legacy of this board going to be? And I ask each one of you, every one of you personally, what do you want your legacy to be? Transparency versus obfuscation, democratic versus patronage, cooperative versus bureaucratic, commitment to the listeners, or commitment to self-interest.
Thank you, Mary. And then Solange.
Hi, my name is Mary Prophet, and I'm only a listener. Incidentally, the Labor Day programming was incredible. It was really outstanding. So thank you to Steve and the Labor Collective. Absolutely outstanding. I love Emmy Goodman, too. She's amazing. But KPFA is about community, local community. Local community, community control of the schools. I'm part of the coalition to prevent the closure of 5 Oakland schools in the schools of color. Guess where we have a chance for a forum? The morning show. A few days ago, Malaika Parker and some SFPD persons, but Malaika Parker of Cop Watch was on the morning show talking about what's going on in Hunter's Point. Organized labor. Every week there's a chance to hear. I learned about what was going on in Safeway in the South, how it impacts us up here, because David Bacon keeps tabs of all of that. The Oakland Port. I first heard about it. I knew about it. I knew about follow-up. I knew what happened in terms of not just the demonstrators, of whom I was one, but the Teamsters. Where do I hear all of this? The morning show. KPFA is such an important venue that we need to use our prime time, which is the 7 to 9, to talk about local issues, which the morning show does consistently, and which we need to continue to be informed. We have to know what's going on. And the way to reach the largest number of people is during the 7 to 8 time, where local events and local issues are consistently discussed. We don't want to be a KQED clone.
Hi, my name is Solange Echevarria, and you have to excuse me, I have a sinus infection, so if I sound like I'm filled with cotton, it's because I am. This letter is in response to this correspondence sent out in the name of the whole union membership dated Tuesday, April 27th, 2004, regarding alleged violations on behalf of board members towards some staff. To be clear, this letter was sent out without the knowledge or permission of approximately one-fifth of the union staff. We at Flashpoints had not seen the letter until yesterday, Friday, May 7th, after it had been released. First and foremost, this letter is not to dispute the merits of the allegation, but to raise issue with how this allegation is being dealt with in respect to presentation of the grievance on the union level. For the record, we believe that everyone should be held responsible for behavior that is disruptive and egregious in nature. That being the case, let it be known that at no time was this letter discussed with the union membership in its totality. There was never a vote taken with respect to presenting the grievance to the next level. At an editorial meeting that was attended by a staff member, there was brief mention made of drafting a letter of complaint by one of our shop stewards, but that's as far as it went. Subsequently, one of our union staff had tried repeatedly to set up a meeting with the shop steward and the union membership and with our union representative, but unfortunately, those meetings never materialized. As this request went unheeded, the letter went out without the knowledge and permission of the whole membership, an act that undermines the very tenets of the democratic process that we have tried so hard to achieve here at KPFA. We reiterate, we do not dispute the merits of the allegations. If people feel that they are being abused, of course the union should respond. However, it is also the obligation of the union to represent the union as a whole. We believe that the question of how to respond should have been put to a vote. Many of us were unaware that a letter existed, much less was sent out. The reality is that the strength of the union, i.e. unity, is in its membership. Good communication is an integral part of that strength. If we continue to manipulate the democratic process as a means for our own ends, then we become part of the problem and not the solution. All of us need to put the needs of the community and the station first. Our shop steward should recognize the need to represent the interests of the whole membership and respect the very democratic process we preach to others to respect. If they fail to do so, we will replace them democratically, of course. Respectfully, Flashpoint staff member, CWA, Local 9415.
Thank you.
Yes, Brian. And then, is it Usa Maxwell? Lisa. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Brian Edwards Tiegert. I work in the news department. I've been hanging around the station for about a year and been getting paid for about half of that. I'm really, really intensely grateful for Tomas Moran's comments on feedback, because I think that's one of the areas at the station where we have the greatest room for improvement right now. And I'll give you an example. I work in the news department. If any of you have dialed into the station, you know that our voicemail tree doesn't tell you how to get to the listener feedback line, but it does tell you how to get to the news department. So guess where all the feedback goes. Friday, I was in the news department picking up some of the phone calls coming in. And I believe Friday was the first day or the day after Kartz mentioned that this meeting was going to be discussing a time change to Democracy Now! I got chewed out by four people who didn't want to see it change time slots. Now, I'm not up here to weigh in on the decision to move the show. I can't guess how our listenership would respond to it, and I'm by no means a radio professional who can make that call, and I certainly wouldn't want to be in your shoes with all the people that are riled up over this trying to make that call. But I can tell you that if I were in your shoes, I would not want to be making this decision based on the information you have in front of you now. I think you should make it a priority a priority for the station to improve its evaluation procedures to conduct a survey. I mean, I don't know how we can accomplish anything as a station without this information. I think you should also ask the program council if they want to respond to some of the feedback they've heard from listeners here today and bring a new proposal to keep a repeat of Democracy Now! With a time change. I mean, I think there's a lot out there that this board is not in a position to weigh in on, unfortunately. It's a 25-person body. It's unwieldy. And as a governance body, it's micromanaging. A lot of people have said, this isn't really big in terms of our mission. You know, we're not changing the programs we carry just when we run them. It could potentially have a big impact on our finances. I'm very concerned by the report I saw from Phil Acevedo. At any rate, I would encourage you to ask for more information, to make the right decision, and to try to resolve this outside of this forum and get on with the more important business of hiring a new GM and of creating better evaluation and feedback procedures. Sorry for taking so much time.
Thank you. Lisa, and then Kurt, and after Kurt, we have five more.
Hi, my name is Lisa Maxwell. I'm a listener and supporter of KPFA for about the last 10 years. And first, I want to commend the changes that have happened in recent years, adding Pushing Limits, Voices of the Middle East and North Africa, and Apex Express. I really love those programs, and I think those are good steps in the right direction. And combining those with the program Africa Today, I think those help illuminate the diversity of the world and the different cultures in the world. On the issue of the change, proposed change in the programming in the morning, for me, now that Democracy Now! Has aired at two times, I can actually now listen to both Democracy Now! And the morning show. Both are really, really important to me. Democracy Now! For its national and global level, and the morning show because of its local elements mixed in with national and global. And I'm a working person. I work 9 to 5. If the morning show is from 8 to 10, flat out, I can't hear the second half of the program, which to me is just cutting me off from a great source of information that I find really, really crucial. I totally support the idea of a rebroadcast of Democracy Now! I think that's a really, really important program, especially now. And the more people who get to hear it, the better off the whole world is. But I really hate to see the morning show time slot be changed. It would cut me out of hearing the program, period.
Thank you. Kurt, and then Nina.
Hi, Kurt Gray. Just wanted to reflect on a few things I'd heard. Members of the newly elected board should pitch on air during various different parts of the air schedule in this upcoming fundraiser to raise the station board's profile. Don't just go do phone answering. Get on the air. Pitch. Pitch means you're asking them for money, in case you don't know the term. Very important that you learn this skill. Very important that they know who you are and what you're doing, the people you're asking for money. Okay. There needs to be an investigation and an examination of why the general manager decided to read a letter on a public webcast of the National Pacifica Board from the union that represents KPFA's paid staff that was of a confidential and proprietary nature. Okay. I just wanted to say that I think many of the this issue is not so much about the program change, it's about community control. A lot of people who have been speaking against the program change don't understand that there's been a democratic revolution in which you have been empowered. I'm glad you're showing up now. Would have loved to have seen you a couple years ago. We've been slogging away at this. This decision was reached as a result of that democratic process. I want to let you know that many of the current program council members, in fact, the ones who voted for this change, do support a rebroadcast of Democracy Now! At night. But because the question of whether they even have the power really to make a programming change like this, if the staff and management don't like it, they haven't been able to reach that second decision to say about, because you can bet if you put Democracy Now! On at night, you're going to have a bunch of people pissed off because they've lost their music programs, just like you're pissed off at the possibility of a change in the morning. To change is difficult. So I welcome you to get more involved if you can and to learn more. And I'd be glad to share 11 years of being a listener activist and helping to bring about the democracy that you've got now.
Thank you. Nina, and then Salathiel.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank KPFA because I had a campaign to change the rent levels, and they were by using the station, we have a 3% cap in Oakland, and that was very much due to KPFA, so I want to thank you for that, okay? And many of the reporters helped, and it was very successful. I want to talk about democracy. First of all, just very very quickly, I'd like to hear it in the evening because, you know, that would be great. But two times would be great. Secondly, I'd like to talk about democracy and an issue that's rather controversial I brought up. There is something called Department 4, and this is a community Oakland issue. There's a judge named Julie Conger, and she was on your board. She's giving out 100-yard restraining orders and from neighbors who live 25 feet from each other. Then one is found in contempt, and they're put in jail. I brought this up to Larry Bensky and the morning show, Chris Welsh, and various other people. They hung up on me. All right? So that's a lack of democracy. Now, this is a very dangerous judge. There's no way with the Commission on Judicial Performance will do anything to take a judge off the bench. She was on your board. She poses as a liberal. She's actually coming into Oakland and causing people, having fun with the poor, as in a dog fight or a cat fight among the poor. And I'm really sad to say that this is true. And John Merkel, who is a tenant attorney, who worked with me on the tenant campaign, has signed a statement saying she gives out restraining orders that do not meet the standards of restraining orders. If you go down to the courthouse, you will see many people who are being put in jail in contempt because they live 25 feet from each other. I physically was attacked, and I have, and was in the hospital 11 days because Julie Conger would not rule and enforce a restraining order. Yes. And she said she would only rule in favor of one racial group. Now, prejudice in one way or another is no good, okay? And every time I brought this up to Jim Bennett, Larry Bensky, and Larry Bensky both hang up on me. This lack of democracy has got to be stopped, and I want this story covered because it affects the local community. People are going to jail, and they're losing their means of support because of Julie Conger.
Thank you. Salathiel, then Nancy.
Good afternoon. My name is Salathiel Blewett, and I'm a member of the Committee of Inclusion. I came here today to deliver a report. Thank you. To deliver a report that I was informed that we weren't going to deliver, so I'm going to use my time now to deliver this report because it touched a lot of the issues that Willie Thompson and a lot of people brought up. At the local station board first regular meeting of February 28, 2004, the local station board elected 4 LSB members to the Committee of Inclusion. 2 of them are national board members. These members are Steve Conley, Jane Jackson, Sarva Ondawa, and William Walker. 2 community members also signed up for the committee, myself and Robin Candace. We have since been joined by Mary Berg and Ted Freeman. At this time, these are the official voting members of the COI. Elected chair is Robin Candace and myself as vice chair. The COI usually meets biweekly on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at KPFA. Other LSB members, KPFA staff, and community members are invited to join the committee. The next meeting of the COI will be Wednesday, May 19th. As you are aware, the Pacifica bylaws mandate the establishment of a committee of inclusion at the East Station, as well as mandating the role of this committee. Per the bylaws, mandated duties of the KPFA COI include monitoring the underrepresentation of communities in the KPFA station area, monitoring both station programming and staffing in consultation with the local station board, working with the appropriate committees of the local station board to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national levels, identifying underrepresented communities that to the Pacifica National Board, the local station board, and local outreach committee will get together and organize. We brainstormed 30 seconds or time up?
30.
All right.
We identify some communities that need to be targeted, Native Americans, Asians, East Asians especially, women in general, Latinos, disabled persons, and youth. I would like to conclude with, if we got half the attendance to the local station board special meeting, then I guarantee you we'll be at your doors. We need more community participation within these meetings, and if you have the time, please feel free to come to our meetings.
Thanks, Olivia. Nancy, and then Chandra, and then it'll be Max for Frank, and that's it.
Okay, my name is Nancy Delaney. I was 7 years an unpaid staff representative at KPFA. I was a programmer there for 16 years, and I've been a listener almost 40 years now. And I wanted to echo some of the things that Tomas Moran has presented, particularly a remarks for public comment to KPFA from April 25th. He wrote, Steve Conley has copies of it, or I'd be happy to make copies. He has some suggestions here. He talks about how the listeners are so frustrated that they don't know what's going on. And I've been thinking a lot about this, too, just about the fact that having elections is the beginning of a change. And then we put representatives on program council as well as here. But there still isn't much ability. I mean, there are some people here, but we have a lot more listeners. And a lot of those listeners would be and or could be interested in what this process is that's going on in the station to be informed. And so they are mystified still. And there isn't any way after being elected, besides this and online, for most people who have been elected have accountability with the listeners. And so I liked his idea of some form of feedback more than what we've got right now. He also suggested in this letter from April 25th a suggestion of 3 meetings. And I don't know that it'll work for this decision, but when there are big decisions to be made, you might look at this, where he's talking about having a program council have 10-minute statements from program council members for and against the proposed change, and then have another meeting, and all of these would be recorded and available for listeners to hear, to have community experts and listeners give 5-minute statements, and that they be chosen over a period of time, to 15 or 20 of them, and then to this third item was to have a regular meeting in public after a 2-month consideration of a change, so that when you have a major change, you have input.
Okay, thank you. Chandra, and then Max, and then end of public comment.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's nice to see it's so calm here so far today. Hope it continues. At a time when so many people around the world are sacrificing their lives and so many others are being tortured in the name of democracy, I am really and truly ashamed to be associated with a progressive institution that is so embroiled in a power struggle that is so trivial when you compare it with all of the world's conflicts. And I urged everyone to find a way to work together. I urge those with differences to be open and transparent with one another about these differences and not to undermine the true ideals of democracy and the ideals of the mission of Pacifica. Now, I would also like to say that, on another note, that the first ever KPFA Local Station Board News Subcommittee of the Programming Committee is going to be held this coming Tuesday night, May 11th at 7 p.m. in the performance studio of KPFA. I urge everybody that is interested in the issue of news broadcasting on KPFA, listeners and staff, to attend this meeting where we will discuss how we can all work together and improve the broadcasting of news on the air and work cooperatively towards this end. And I encourage everybody to come. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Max, and then end of public comment.
Max is reading for
who? He's reading for somebody else.
Okay. Okay, I'm reading the statement on behalf of Frank Martin Del Campo from SEIU Local 790, who couldn't be here today. Dear KPFA Local Advisory Board and Program Committee, I'm disappointed that once again the proposal for changing the time slot of the morning show has come before you. Our union LCLAA chapter and many other labor activists in Northern California have written to you before about this because it affects a program we value very highly, the labor segment of the morning show. This program is the segment of KPFA's program which responds to critical labor struggles like the longshore lockout last fall, the use of no-match letters and immigration law to fire and deport workers, the mass firing of airport screeners, the prohibition of unions in the Homeland Security Department, and the ongoing efforts to organize unions throughout Northern California. It's the product and voice of the social movement, the labor movement, broadly defined of workers, unions, and community-based organizing projects fighting for social and economic justice. The labor show upholds the principle of radio with a constituency in the community. This program is accessible to the people we serve because it airs at a time when the vast majority of working people are able to listen on their way to work at 7:30 a.m. It doesn't make much sense to have a program produced by and for workers, but which airs at a time when they can't listen. Democracy Now!, which you propose to put in the 7 to 8 slot, is a politically progressive show. Like any national show, however, it's limited to the amount of coverage it can give to any one issue or any one local area. It broadcasts only one segment, for instance, on the longshore crisis during the six-month period in which it unfolded. It would be impossible to interrupt a recorded show syndicated from New York to do live local programming of critical labor struggles, which is the kind of program the labor segment does frequently. Community radio should serve our local community first. KPFA should devote its highest listenership time slot to live programming produced locally, responding to the community our station serves. While it is good that there is more labor programming on KPFA recently, it does not substitute for eliminating or moving the main local labor show we've depended on for over 10 years. It would be very unfair and unjust to depend on the contributions of thousands of union members, as the station does, and then treat us as though the programming which serves our needs is dispensable. I'll cut to the end here. To then decrease that coverage and eliminate or move the show would treat their support as unimportant and make people question whether the station really values it. I think it would jeopardize the station's resources and income at a time when KPFA and Pacifica are trying to increase them. I hope you take our suggestions in the constructive and supportive spirit in which they're offered. We look forward to an opportunity in which we can sit down and discuss them. Thank you. Frank Martin Del Campo, SEIU, Local 790.
Thank you. End of public comment. Just real briefly, that was exactly an hour. I believe that listeners have a role in what we do, but just a reality check, 1 hour would be about a quarter of a four-hour meeting. So when you wonder why it's hard to get work done, it's because it's this situation where we give about a quarter of the time to the public, which of course informs our decision, but it's a little bit of a disclaimer for why it seems like our meetings are so long. Okay. We would like to now move to the unfinished business item A, which is the resolution concerning Program Council's time change for Morning Show and Democracy Now! Is there a motion on the floor? Steve?
Yes, I have a motion on the floor to introduce the resolution.
Near the mic.
Microphone.
I have a motion to introduce the resolution.
To call a question.
A motion to read the resolution. Excuse me, repeat that again. You're putting a motion on the floor.
Yes, and I'd like
the
to
motion,
read the
you're
motion.
You're reading the motion. Okay.
Resolve that in the specific case of Program Council decision made last October to move Democracy Now! From 9 to 10 a.m. to 7 to 8 a.m. and to move the morning show from 7 to 9 a.m. to 8 to 10 a.m., which decision the Program Council reaffirmed on December 16th, when it decided the change was to have been implemented on or about March 9th. The LSB finds that the time change, one, does not raise legal issues that pose a threat to the broadcast license, two, does not raise personnel issues that conflict with the disciplinary action taken by the GM, three, does not violate the KPFA union contract, and four, will not cause serious financial harm to the station. Therefore, the LSB directs the general manager to implement the time change within a reasonable time frame, not to exceed 4 months from this date.
Second the motion.
Excuse me? Oh, no, stats. You're right. Thank you for reminding me. I believe in that. Mark first. And can we limit our comments to 1 minute at this point? And again, everybody gets, can we start with one bite at the apple before you get a second one? So I'm going to keep track of everybody speaking on any motion or any amendment to a motion. Okay, Mark.